Hi, this is dictation for Tracy Childs, T-R-A-C-Y-H-I-L-D-S. Date of birth is 26-1962. Date of accident from 2022. Date of service 5-11-2023. Question returns for her issues of pain focused in the neck, right shoulder, lower back, and right ankle, right wrist. All of these symptoms are reported to be occurring out of an accident where she was a front seat passenger and she was T-bone on drive. It resulted in her having some headaches with some off and on dizziness, but loss of memory, spots in the vision, ringing in the ear, and the pain syndrome in the right shoulder, neck, lower back, right hip, and right ankle. The problem lifting her arm beyond 110 degrees in abduction, as well as pain in the second, third, and fifth finger, and pain in right wrist. As a usual, most of these symptoms have continuous. Her pain is in the tendo calcaneus ankle, which is very severe, and these pains have continued. Currently, they are varying from 8 to on a scale of 1 to 10, and they're constant, affecting her life. According to her, the pain medication touched the pain. She now is seeing a chiropractor. She is also looking forward for acupuncture. Overall pain is from 9 in these areas. ADLs are reported affected at 8 to 9, especially sleep is at 8. Work is affected. General activity and mood are affected 7. Walking ability is affected 6. Patient reports 40 relief in the pain. Kindly review the chart system review for the additional history and substance abuse compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure is 122 over 91, pulse is 95, pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the exam is from this visit of 4-11-2003. Dictation number is 0412-075. Plan. Due to the tendo calcaneus being involved and the tendo calcaneus tendonitis, I'm referring this patient to Dr. Horst consultation to possibly an MRI as well as an injection to the tendo calcaneum. He has consistently refused any injections to the right shoulder, lumbar epidural steroid injection, as well as cervical epidural steroid injection. She has been advised to her on occasion. The patient is referred to podiatry doctor, and she has been provided with a shower chair, a CT scan of the right wrist, which has not been done. She is also referred to primary care physician for maintenance of the blood pressure, which is doing well. She was referred for counseling to HIDE and counseling service for further help. And she is wearing a splint on the right ankle. The neuropsych evaluation was also done. The patient is being provided with following medication, naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, fed on 100 mg at night for sleep. Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day for muscle relaxation without any refill. She is also provided Norco for extreme pain, 5 mg PRN daily on extreme pain only, 30 tablets, one time have been provided. as the tramadol was not safe for her. Thank you. Patient will be seen in 30 days' time.